Moisai, lessons from the lathe. As I turn on the recording, it comes up and it says my location is Yeshiva University. That makes me very, very proud to be able to be in the same building. I'm not going to get to the Beis Medrash, but I'm as close as I'm ever going to get to the Beis Medrash. Actually, across the hall once, I did give a Kol Yom Rishon. My sister was working for YU, so she begged them, I think. But Baruch Hashem, that's a great chus as well, to be here in YU, the place that I encourage guys to go to. But besides that, the place I went to, the great school, my last time we had this chus, Shkoyach to Yosef for forcing me to come. And I know that this is a difficult time, so thank you for coming. I know it's during midterms, very difficult. So thank you for that. We daven for Achenu B'nai Yisrael, who unfortunately are experiencing terrorism in our country, specifically Baruch Hashem recovering David Stern, who was shot, and is just an amazing person. There's a picture of him putting on tefillin today. We should continue davening for all the cholim of Klal Yisrael and Mirtz Hashem. They should be zeiche to not see any more sorrow and terrorism in our holy land. So, Sefer Vayikra. We have the great zchus of starting Sefer Vayikra. I think I might have just said Merav by said lessons from the Levin and say Parsha Vayikra. So Vayikra is this new Sefer, and I have a few questions. So question number one that we're going to ask is Vayikra, now we can start. Vayikra starts, of course, famously with the small Aleph. We're mamash not going to get past the first pasuk, just saying that. Starts with the first Aleph. So you have to understand what that's all about. We have to understand that why the tradition was, I know this maybe is not what you guys did, but certainly in the Haredi world, that the first chumash that they learn, a kid, is Vayikra. That's their tradition. And people say, like, that's the worst. You know, I don't want to say this, not nice, but on Shabbos, you're going to sit down and hear Kriyas HaTorah and be like, oh, remember those days of Bereishis? Those were awesome, those stories. And Shemos, last week's Parsha, okay, I know it was hard to sit. Vayakel Pekudei, Parsha Chodesh. So Vayikra, what's the lesson for kids? Why are we learning that? And then as we come to Pesach, I wonder what the essence of Pesach is. There's a lot of questions to answer. Specifically, that this is the holiday of the kids. What's going on over here? So last week I had this chus, one of the reasons I flew in. Last Sunday I was at the YU Yom HaKal. I thought it was called HaKel, but it was HaKal. And they had all the grace of Rosh Yeshiva there. It was really an amazing event for me to see some of my Rosh Yeshiva in one room. It was amazing. And there they had probably, excuse me for saying, one of the great parts of it, they had a Hefker table. Not like the one here with food, but they had Sfarim galore. And I'm a bit of a Sfarim hoarder. I took every single one, not a copy of it, you know. And one of the Sfarim that they had was Rabbi Lam's Sefer on his Drashot. And it's quite remarkable. I say this about Rabbi Sachs and so many others. But Rabbi Lam, we just didn't appreciate his Torah. And now, Baruch Hashem, there's a great, you know, almost institute of all the Sfarim coming out and Drushas and so on and so forth. This is, to me, just a chiddush I never thought of before. It said so, so very, very special, and really is an integral part of, I think, will help us all, especially during midterms, will help us out. So, the first Rashi, the Parsha. The first Rashi speaks about Vayikra, and Vayikra, the small Aleph, like we said. So, you know where there's one? I feel bad. So the pasuk says Vayikra el Moshe. So as we said, the Vayikra is a small Aleph. Oh. No, it's Chabad. So it's a hard one. Okay. So Vayikra is a small Aleph. So what's the reason for the small Aleph? Rashi comments. Vayikra el Moshe, vayidaber Hashem elav mi'ol mo'ed le'mor. So Rashi says, what's going on over here with the small Aleph? Hakol ha'lechem magia la v'chol Yisrael fine. It says, nu, what's going on? So it says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to be called in the way that Chiba. So, therefore, if you read it the way that it can be read, it's read Vayikar, right? What is Vayikar? Vayikar Abilam. Hashem happened upon him. And that's the Lashon. But no, Hashem had chiba v'yisera for Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore he said, no, this is who I am, Vayikra, with a Lashon of love. But because he was such an Anov, he said, Anov, he said, no, I don't want this. Fine. So, I'll just point out here, because it's here already. Why? So it says, the small office, an allusion, says the Klei Yakar, to the custom that children traditionally smart with Vayikra. As the Midrash says, why do we initiate young children with the parsha that speaks about korbanos? Here he writes sacrifices, which I'll comment in a second. Because just as sacrifices are pure, so too children are pure. Rav Samson Raphael Hirsch pointed out, I'm assuming in the original German, that sacrifice is not the appropriate word for korban. This is obviously the sefer of korbanos. Korban comes from the word karev, to come close to. Sacrifice sounds like, you know, you guys yesterday, oh, yesterday, Sunday, I had to clean out my garage. Oh, what a sacrifice that was. Sacrifice means you did something you didn't want to do. I killed my Sunday. Says, sacrifice isn't something that it's something that we want to do. Of course it's something that we want to do. And therefore, we have to understand what exactly the Midrash really, it's quoting the Midrash, what exactly is going on over here. So, Rabbi Lamb comments, and Rabbi Lamb says the following, I don't want to forget, and says the following. He said, and I'm not going to read everything that he wrote, because it's the Baruch Hashem, a good deal of pages. But he relates this, just, I think it's important just to tell you how he relates this. This is the drush, and this is what he gave in his shul, right? The Jewish Center, I believe, I'm assuming, I didn't read the introduction. A fundamental question has no doubt occurred to many of us today, and this is certainly relatable today, although this was given on April 2nd, 1960. What makes a person religious or irreligious? True, there are obvious differences. Religious people follow the Torah and mitzvahs, and somebody who is not committed, doesn't have the faith in Hashem. But he says that he thinks the way that this is defined is through the word Vayikra. He says, because Vayikra points out, as Rashi says, two historical figures that were two antonyms, as it were. Vayikra is the Lashon of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Lashon of love. Vayikra Elav. The Hebrew word Vayikar is chanced upon. It's called upon. And that's the pagan prophet Bilam. Vayikar Elokim El Bilam, says the Pasuk in Balak. The difference is that to Hashem, Moshe was called with love, and Bilam was happen. He had a mission to do. He just called upon. And therefore, says this beautiful Midrash Rabbah in our parsha, Lashon Chiba, Lashon Ziruz, Lashon Shebekal Hashras Hashchina, Shemishtamtim Boy. The language of love is of inspiration, of actualization. The language of the ministering angel. Bilam was a casual meeting with Hashem. Lashon Arai, says the Midrash. Lashon Genai, Lashon Tuma. God had no choice. He had to pick somebody, so he picked him. It was chance. Sometimes we look at life, occurrences that happen to us. And what do we say? Okay, no. Rabbi say, there are people who actually look today at Kriyas Yamsuf and say, oh, Kriyas Yamsuf makes a lot of sense. It was a tsunami. Now that we know what tsunamis are. Must have been a tsunami. It was happenstance. God was it? Nah, it can't be. They explain everything away. This happened because of this reason, and that happened because of that reason. Right? I was just pointing out the worst word, I think, in the English language is the word nature. Nature. Rapinkus writes, what do we call it? We call it nature. I'm going on a nature walk. Why? Because you're a nut job. If you say, I'm going on a God walk. You're like Rav Uri, you know? Going on a God walk. You know, like, people won't take that well. But that's what it is. Nature's Hashem. Oh, it's a beautiful day outside. Look what nature brought us. Look what Hashem brought us. So it says Rabbi Lamb, the happenstance of Vayikar is a chance. Not luck. Just, it happens. The irreligious person, says Rabbi Lamb, is marked with tuma, unclean, irreligious. But a life of a Jew makes conscious decisions. That's Hasharas Hashchina. Who are you? Are you a Vayikar Jew or a Vayikra Jew? Do we make decisions that have basis to them? Moshe Rabbeinu Vayikra Mi'elukai Hasharas. There's no accidents in life. Hashem calls Zrizi Chiba. Bilam looks at Pesach as a July 4th, if you will, says Rabbi Lamb. It's a Jewish July 4th, celebrating freedom. Chag Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right? Unfortunately, in Israel, some of the stations start saying, Chag Kasher V'Sameach. They say, Chag Cherut Sameach. We got independence. It was Independence Day. Right? It's like regular political developments. Moshe Rabbeinu looks at the day as Chag HaMatzah, he says Chag HaPesach. Hashem passed over the Jewish people, not out of happenstance. He chose to pass over the Jewish people, which you, of course, remember in the name of the holiday. We refer to the day as Chag HaMatzah because we had faith in the Ribbono Shalom, the promise, the divine promise that he gave us. We live a life of matzah. We recognize the fact that for 1 week, and why it's so difficult, and why the Isser Hanah is so different than any other. Why? Because we live the life on Pesach of, it's not happenstance. Sometimes we take away the unleavening agent. We know that every korban, I said this morning on Lessons from Life, every korban, Rav Gifter said, can't have in it seor or dvash, because those are fake things. I don't know if your mom bakes challah, but if you ever saw when she makes the big challah, so it becomes, it's a magic trick. She covers it with the, some people have special dish towels, and some people have a sesame, And then all of a sudden, you walk, oh my God, what happened to it? But what happens after? You go, psst, and then it gets back to a normal level. That's seor. That's what Pesach, we're taking away the sin, the tumah, the happenstance. And we're sticking with the 18 minutes chai. Not tumah. We can't let opportunities slip away. Zrizus, inspiration, activism. Not arai. Moshe, revelation of providence. Zrizus. Because he said, something happened, there was a burning bush. I got to do something about this. Despite Moshe Rabbeinu being a very good example of, well, I'm not sure. Remember he said in Yalar al Safasayim, he didn't want to do it in the beginning. Bilam, you know what he would do if he saw a burning bush? Bilam would say it's happenstance. You understand the oxygen, the way the oxygen related in the wind, and made a bush burn. Ishkoyach. Moshe sees the burning bush not as temperature, pressure, and oxygen, but as Hashem's providence in this world. Sees the opportunity, the destiny. I will be the father of all prophets. In our parsha, the call from Hashem, the opportunity for us to serve Hashem with korbanos like karev to get close to. Think about Bilam. He literally had the first Shrek ever. He had a talking donkey, and he's like, oh, okay. The donkey keeps stopping. It gets narrower. He doesn't get it. Famously, he hits a shlosh regolim. Right? We don't get it sometimes. We shouldn't be a Bilam. Moshe was a man of action. Moshe sees all life, providence, to fight, an opportunity. When something bad happens to us, it's an opportunity for us to get up. Excuse me for being inappropriate for a moment. Maybe when you don't do so well in your midterms, what happens is an opportunity to say, oh my God, okay, especially if this is your first semester. All right, I this is it. Right? Midterms is a mark of how you're doing. But you still have a chance to correct yourself, to take action if you don't do well. That's it. It's not too late. Not a chance. Right? Generally, people don't do well on tests, generally, because they didn't apply themselves they should have. Right? Sometimes you black out, something. Okay, but generally, So there's an antidote to that. I have to recognize that. Look at Bilam. Bilam was one of the advisors of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Paro. He could have done something. He could have said, no, this is wrong. Like Yisro ran away. He could have said something when it was hard to curse the Jews by Balak. He did not. He did not. But in every incident, when Moshe Rabbeinu sees two Jews fighting, a Jew and a Mitzri, he takes action. He didn't have to take action. He had to run away. And that's why, says Rabbi Lamb, children learn this. They start studying the most difficult of all laws. You know why? Because as you begin your career as a Jew, you need to remember what your attitude in life should be. I am a Vayikra Jew. I'm going to take the call of Hashem personally, accept everything as challenges, but seize the moment when it happens. That's Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why, that's holiday, we tell our kids the story. The Agata Levincha is telling the story about what we were. The Rambam says you're not Yotze the Haggadah unless Kilu Rayatza Kilu Hu Yotzavim Mitzrayim. You know, the Svardim, they dress up. They dress like slaves. They go around the table hitting each other. Oh, but the Mayinu. The story is not only about the Geula. It's about the Golus. The whole Pesach Seder is about the Golus, not the Geula. If I may, we even start the Haggadah and end the Haggadah with the ultimate form of Golus. What do we say? The Shana Habad, the Arad Yisrael. We're not even in our land. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And then we end off the Shana Habad Yishalayim. We teach a child that this is what life is all about. To be Vayikar, not Vayakar. It doesn't just have to be, it's not going against that. Jews sometimes act this way. From Jews. Same thing happens to them. They don't read the response. The donkey's talking to them. They don't get it. Sometimes the donkey's in the form of Twitter. Sometimes the donkey's in the form of TV. They don't hear it. They don't understand the chiba. The chiba yaseiro of that extra aleph. That's maybe the idea over here. If, however, my attitude is one of vayikar, life is a ganai, it's horrible, it's true, it's a meaningless joke, what kind of life are you going to live? If you don't have the faith through everything, you can have a void in life. And then he says something that's so 1960, mamish, 2023. How interesting it is that many modern people who often attain rich health, luxury, are profoundly miserable. Generally, it's because they've lost contact with God. They think their life is chance or accident. Life is ganai, a shameful void. Religious people don't feel that way. They're able to give tzedakah. They're able to do chesed. They're able to recognize it's all from Hashem. Excuse me for, again, being inappropriate. I find it very interesting, something that we could learn from. We have to learn from all different types of people. Do you ever see after some of these guys get a touchdown, what do they do after the touchdown? Well, they make the whole, they do the whole ganze geshef. Yeah? I don't believe they're just doing that stam because they want to be on TV and their mother's going to be happy with them. Oh, you know, Odell, you did that. Wow, that was amazing. You thought of it. No. I think that there's a message there. It's not me. It's not my talents. It's from their bonus shalom. It's not happenstance. He chose me. I think that's the ikar. This is very relatable. Because sometimes also life gives us these Vayikra moments where we feel like this small aleph. We feel little. Right? I'm just relating to my experience in YU, if you don't mind for a moment. I remember midterms very well. Everybody's studying. I don't know if this still happens. In the library on the fifth floor. And they're studying this. And then sometimes you catch a conversation about a course that you're taking. And it's as if they're talking another language. You're sitting there. They're talking about the same subject you're studying for. And hear this. And you're like, I don't know any of that. Oh, my God. I was just studying the Masorah test that I'm hoping is, you know. Or I just memorized A, B, C, E. You know, A, B, you know. Sometimes you feel like I'm alone. I'm the small aleph. a child starts learning Vayikra. It's all about karev, korban, getting close to Hashem. I think it's very important to point out that some of the greatest successful people in the business world, and I think in the Torah world as well, were told that they're not so great. They were told their ideas were ridiculous. An electric car? Who's going to drive an electric car? In America? Who's going to drive an electric car? What do they need? We have gas. It's amazing. And then they start these organizations. It's an amazing thing. They believe in themselves when other people don't necessarily believe in them. And that's what our experience has to be, a Vikra experience. Moshe Rabbeinu, his first meeting, excuse me for saying, says words that are very negative. Mi'az bata, says Moshe Rabbeinu. From when I come to things only got worse. I see the burning bush, I see the revelation, everything's great, and then what happens? I go to the Jewish people, and Paro says, oh yeah? What do you think? You're my stepson? You think I'm going to care about you? I'm going to make their work even worse. Now, no more Chomer Levenim. Go find it yourself. And they go up to Moshe and go, hey, thanks, buddy. Great job. What's going on? That's life. Moshe Rabbeinu showed us what life is. I'm the small olive, but Hashem's holding my hand. Hashem put me through the challenge. Hashem doesn't give us a challenge unless we can. That's the lesson that we have to give kids, of course. And that's the lesson of Mitzrayim. What do we learn? That the Geula was like this. Terrifying. Ramon says, okay, that's it. It's hard to have faith. The Alpha Pishis Mameo, Imkozea Chakalo, Mashiach. But that's what Mashiach is. It's going to be like this. And sometimes things turn around in your life so quickly, but you have to believe in that. It's hard in the moment. Yes, God forbid a person loses a job. He loses a date. Girl dumps him. He fails that. Hey, you're going to look at that moment and say, well, this is. I applied. Well, Rav Hartson, you're wrong. I studied for 18 hours for this test. How did I not? Okay. It's okay. There's a reason for everything. Sometimes, not all the time. You don't all know Hasidic Rebbe's, and you go to them, and the Rebbe says, oh, I'm going to tell you why you failed the test, and then you feel good about yourself. Oh, that gave me. You don't know the reason all the time. So Rav Schechter says sometimes, we're in YU, let's quote Rav Schechter. He says sometimes, you know, sometimes I was sitting in the Rav Shira, I didn't understand the chiddush that he said. 40 years later, now I understood what he was talking about. This is Rav Schechter. Over 80 years old can say that? Do you have to feel bad? That's the message, I think. It's an important message. And sometimes we'll slip. Sometimes Minyan doesn't come. Sometimes we miss this. We oversleep. Sometimes we don't watch the most appropriate things. Sometimes we don't. Okay. But at the end of the day, the Rabbeinu Shalom has chibi yaseira for us. We should be zoicha to understand this integral message. And as we come to the holiday of Pesach, we should understand that that's what life is all about. Life sometimes feels like a golus. But a geula comes like that. The sea splits like that. Sometimes you got to jump into the river, though, and go all the way up to your nose. Your bramish there. What did the Jews do? Banitzak el Hashem el Kehav Oseinu. Doesn't say they davened him. You know what they said? Oy! Hashem said, okay, that's enough. Adkan, below Yosef. Shavi Zeicha, to have the ultimate karev. And be Zeicha, that you all will join me in Mirtz Hashem. I'm leaving tomorrow night. You can come if you want. To come early, to set yourself up for the Korban Pesach. The ultimate karev, the chabura together. You're welcome to be part of my chabura. We have plenty of room, hopefully, in Yerushalayim. I don't know whose house I'm going to steal to be. Okay, whatever. Which is zoicha to have a chag kosher v'sameach, and zoicha to get close to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Be as gol tzedek meheir v'yameinu.